Welcome to This Week in Palestine, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for February 23rd through March 1st, 2013. Palestinian delegation discusses in the U.S. the upcoming visit of the American President Barack Obama to the Middle East. Meanwhile, Palestinians take to the streets in protest of the death of Palestinian prisoner in Israeli jails. These stories and more are coming up. Stay tuned. Let's begin our weekly report with the non-violent activities organized in the West Bank. This week, 12 Palestinians were injured when Israeli troops attacked the weekly anti-wall and settlement protests organized at a number of West Bank communities. I am EMC's Salam Kumsiya with the story.
One Palestinian youth was injured and four arrested, among them an international supporter, as Israeli troops attacked the weekly protest at the village of Kfar Kaddoum in northern West Bank. Israeli troops attacked the protest as soon as it reached the village entrance that was blocked by the army 10 years ago. Soldiers used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Sheref Ishtewi, 23, was injured in the head when troops hit them with rubber butts. He was taken to a nearby hospital for treatment. In central West Bank, anti-war protests were organized at the villages of Bil'in, Na'lin, and Nabi Saleh. The residents and their international supporters managed to reach the Israeli wall at the villages of Bil'in and Na'lin before soldiers attacked them with tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets. Nabi Saleh protesters were attacked by Israeli troops before they even left their village. Six residents were injured in Nabi Saleh, among them two children, while another four civilians, among them one international supporter, were injured at the village of Bil'in. Many others were treated for the effects of tear gas inhalation at all three locations, local resources reported. Also on Friday, anti-wall protests were organized at Al-Ma'sara village near Bethlehem and in Hebron Old City, southern West Bank. Israeli soldiers attacked Al-Ma'sara villagers and their supporters using rifle butts and batons and forced them back into the village. While at Al-Shuhada Street in Hebron Old City, troops used tear gas and rubber-coated steel bullets to attack unarmed protesters. One Palestinian youth was injured in the head and many others suffered effects of tear gas inhalation. Al-Shuhada Street was closed for Palestinians by the Israeli army 13 years ago to provide so-called security for illegal Israeli settlements inside the old city of Hebron. For IMEMC News, this is Salam Qumsiya.
In Washington, a high-ranking Palestinian delegation discussed with U.S. officials an upcoming visit for the U.S. President Barack Obama to the Middle East, including a visit to Palestine. This comes as Israel has slowed down the illegal construction of settlements in the occupied West Bank and East Jerusalem. IMEMC's Rami Al-Maghari with the details.
Top Palestinian negotiator Saeb Erekat, along with other PA officials, paid a visit to Washington in preparation for the expected visit of U.S. President Barack Obama to the region, including the occupied Palestinian territories. Erekat maintained that the discussions tackled a number of Palestinian concerns, mainly the need to push a stalled peace process forward based on the two-state solution, and that the PA is committed to a previous position that Israel should halt all illegal settlement activities before any peace talks are resumed. Some political commentators believe that the visit will not bring much momentum to the peace process until the U.S. is heavily involved and practice some more pressure in Israel. A number of local media outlets reported this week that the PA could consider returning back to negotiations table should Israel release thousands of Palestinian prisoners from the jails. This week, Israel urged the Palestinian Authority to prevent likelihood of a third Palestinian uprising in light of a mysterious death of one of those prisoners from the West Bank city of Hebron. Israel released tax funds due to the Palestinian Authority. At the internal Palestinian level, both Fatah Party of Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and the Islamist Hamas Party are yet to agree on national unity, as talks between the two sides have been deadlocked recently. For IMEMC News, I am Rami Al-Maghari in Gaza.
This week witnessed clashes every day between Israeli troops and Palestinian youth protesting in solidarity with Palestinian political detainees held by Israel on hunger strike. The clashes escalated when a political detainee died in army detention due to torture. Around 150 Palestinians were reported injured by Israeli troops' gunfire. I am EMC's Ghassan Manoura has more.
Thousands gathered at the town of Sa'ir near the southern West Bank city of Hebron on Monday of this week and marched in the funeral of Arafat Jaradat, who died on Saturday while being held by the Israeli army in Rimon detention center. The Israeli army said that he died due to cardiac arrest. Jaradat's family said that he never suffered from any heart problems, while a Palestinian doctor sent by the Palestinian Political Prisoners Affairs Ministry said Jaradat's body showed signs of torture and that what killed him. Majdi Al-Adra is a spokesperson from the Palestinian Ministry for Political Prisoners Affairs.
The member of the medical autopsy sent by our minister, Dr. Saber Al-Alou, concluded in his report that Arafat's heart did not suffer from cardiac arrest, and he has also said that there are marks of torture on his neck and his left shoulder, and that his second and third left ribs are broken and there are severe marks on his left side of his abdomen, and a contusion on his back that goes 9 centimeters inwards.
Moreover, this week, another 7 Palestinian political prisoners entered the open-ended hunger strike in protest of Jaradat's death and the Israeli ill-treatment of Palestinian political detainees. This raised the number of hunger-striking detainees to 11. The longest in the hunger strike is Samer Al-Isawi, who is in hunger strike since 7 months. Murad Jaradat is from Ad-Damir Association for Prisoner Support and Human Rights.
The protests by the political detainees against this crime are likely to escalate because this year we have witnessed the death of 2 political prisoners, one in January, and in February we lost Arafat Jaradat. This raises the death toll of the political detainees to 203 martyrs.
According to the Palestinian Health Ministry, 150 Palestinians were injured this week during solidarity protests with Palestinian political detainees organized across the West Bank. In Bethlehem, one youth was shot in the head and is in critical condition. Moreover, the Israeli army this week conducted at least 51 military invasions into West Bank communities and arrested at least 36 Palestinians, including 23 children. Elsewhere in the Gaza Strip this week, the Israeli army attacked Palestinian fishing boats 7 times. Damage was reported to fishing boats, and one fisherman was slightly injured during one of the attacks the army did on Monday of this week. For IMEMC News, this is Ghassan Bannoura.
And that's all for today from This Week in Palestine. This was the weekly report for February 23rd through March 1st, 2013. Occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please keep visiting our website www.imemcu.org. The report has been brought to you by Hassan Kassis and me, George Rishmawi.